This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And we give you the features there for free. Go ahead. Check those other talk shows out. They don't offer you hardly anything for free. It's like just a big sales site. Come on, pay $7 a month for our subscription service. Well, no, we give it all away. So enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. And you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. We'll start things out this hour with Dustin listening in Gainesville. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Dustin in Florida. Maybe he's not in Gainesville. Dustin, going once. Dustin going twice.
Doesn't sound like he's on the phone line.
He's gone. Let's try somebody else. How about Michael listening in Aberdeen to KBKW? Michael in Aberdeen.
I'm going to think this might be...
Hello? Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Michael, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, yeah, I heard you caller earlier talking about that you guys pitching a tent. Well, actually, both of you said it to one another. And it just made me laugh real hard because the thing of it is I went out and did that very thing. And I'm out now. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I'm 7 miles deep into the woods, into the middle of nowhere. And I got this forest ranger on a horse that comes up from out of nowhere. I guess I was there for about 2.5 months. And I had me a deer. Well, what I had with me is just a tent and some survival gear. Little bit of canned goods and things, you know.
So you were trying to get away from it all. I mean, we'll just to bring our listeners up to speed as to what you're talking about, I'll let you continue the story in a moment, but to bring our listeners up to speed, we had a guy call in earlier in the show tonight saying, well, if you don't like property taxes, just move out in the middle of nowhere, take a pitch a tent. So that's what you tried to do.
Yeah. And you know, and I'm thinking, you know, and here it is, you know, I got this deer hanging, and I'm just sitting around my little campfire. And all I got is a crossbow. I ain't allowed to have a gun because I'm a convicted felon.
Oh, boy.
In some states, you're not allowed to have a crossbow unless you have some kind of special permit.
Well, I found that out kind of the hard way.
Is this part of the story? Sorry. Jeez.
Yeah. But basically, I'm out here, you know, thinking I'm away from it all. I'm a free man. I'm living off the land. You know, I'm just going to live in peace, you know, because I'm pretty much just tired of all the crap going on with everybody in the cities and everything everywhere. But anyway, here I am, you know, and this game warden or mountain ranger guy just comes strolling through on his horse. And he looks over at me, and I look at him and say, how you doing? He said, how you doing? And he looks around my camp, and he sees that I got my deer hanging. And he sees my crossbow and stuff sitting there. And I don't know what I was doing. I was just sitting there doing something around the fire. I don't know if I was eating or what. But anyway, so he says, do you have a permit for that crossbow and license for the deer hunting license? And I just looked at him and I was like, "You got to be kidding me! This has got to be a nightmare."
Yeah, it sounds like it. There's no way you can't get away from these people.
At this point, you know, I'm thinking this is going to be a joke. You know, I'm out here in the middle of the woods. I mean, I'm 7 miles, literally 7 miles back in the middle of nowhere land.
That's a long way to pack it out, man. I've done that before.
Well, basically, I had somebody, you know, I had a backpack, and all I had was a tent and my crossbow and some survival.
So what
gear.
Happened? So you clearly didn't show him the permit. So then what happened?
Well, basically, he was gonna take me to jail. I
on
gave
his
him,
horse.
Huh?
On his horse? What was he gonna do?
Well, he was gonna call in like a ranger or another vehicle or something, and he was gonna put me in handcuffs and. And escort me to the road where I could be picked up with a vehicle. You know, but basically, he said, "Give me your ID." He wanted my ID.
As if you have one. You're living in a tent.
I hope you didn't bring ID out there.
Well, actually, it's a good thing I did, because if I didn't have the ID, he was going to take me to jail. So basically, I gave him my ID, and he gave me a ticket, and he confiscated my bow and arrows, my bow and my arrows and stuff, and looked around my camp. And he told me that I had to vacate the premises because it was government property, and that
we own everything.
Yeah. So basically, that was kind of pretty much what happened to me. And I'm thinking, you know, listening, you know, to you two guys say, well, like, pitch a tent, because, you know, he said it first, and then you said you go pitch a tent.
No, we didn't suggest that.
I just started laughing.
No. That wasn't us.
If you guys really knew. I mean,
no, we didn't. We didn't suggest that. That was the caller.
That was just because it was like, that's ridiculous.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. But that you misheard. We certainly did not suggest that. We know you can't get away from these people.
Yeah, you can't go to the woods and get away from them. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, he said it more out of anger, and you said it as a joke.
I see. Hey, thank you for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
How frustrating. You say that, you know, the government's getting too big. I think I'm going to go out and live in the woods in a tent and live off the land, eat, you know.
Like Thoreau.
Yeah, right. Eat things that I find in the woods, whether they're, you know, animals, vegetable, or mineral, or whatever it is.
You got a permit for that.
And you got a permit for that crossbow. He's not even carrying a gun because he's convicted. He's trying, convicted felon. He's trying to follow the rules, and then some badge heavy forest ranger who probably doesn't see a person he can push around all month says, hey, I got one now.
Yeah.
You know, and just some guy trying to live off the land. And this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen, when you run out of frontier. This is what happens, is the people that would normally go to the frontier are stuck in regular society, and society tends to get more and more. The government gets bigger and bigger.
Sure does.
That's all you have to do is look at government, and it will be a study in mission creep and how things get bigger. And when you've got now the rubber's hitting the road in the United States. What are the frontier types going to do versus what are the statists, the big government apologists, the people who are working for the system and sucking off the giant bloated teat of the zombie state, which is beginning to die?
New Hampshire is the closest we've got to the new frontier. FreeStateProject.org. We continue. Let's try Dustin one more time. Apparently had his phone on mute. Dustin, we're going to give you one more shot here. You on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, first off, I want to say, speaking of Sarasota, I don't know if you guys remember me, but I'm a very long, long ago caller and listener. I don't know if the name rings any bells.
Are you Dustin from Venice?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
Geez, you were a kid when you were calling.
I was indeed a kid, and I was just coming back from work, driving through Tallahassee, and I heard some people talking about crazy libertarian theories, and sure enough, it was
you guys.
Who
else could it be?
But wow. Since I've been there, I've grown up a little bit. I work for labor unions in North Florida, up in Gainesville and Jacksonville.
Making the world free, huh?
Hey, I'm working towards it.
I know.
I don't buy into the libertarian thing per se, and I just want to kind of talk about why I don't buy into that.
I'm not a libertarian either. I'm a voluntarist. I quit the Libertarian Party a few years ago.
Voluntarist, what I mean. You're still pro-free market, pro-capitalism, correct?
I wouldn't. Capitalism is a term that kind of suggests the rule by the elites or
status quo.
Kind of a crony capitalism. No, I support freedom, which means that I support different competing economic systems. So you should be able to organize your business or whatever you do in whatever way you want.
Yeah, what we're against is sticking guns in people's faces and telling them how to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the hard part about that I've really seen. I kind of went through my whole libertarian phase, too, and I realized that the issue is not just government. It's who's running government and what they're running it for, and a lot of the large corporations are basically the ones financing it.
Agreed.
And really, truly running government.
Agreed,
and,
but sure. Yeah, Dustin, here's where this falls off the track. Are you going to create a government where the rich and powerful don't control it? Because, I mean, you know, the same argument can be made about libertarianism. It's never happened, and it never will.
We'll come back. If you want to hang on, Dustin, we'll bring you back here in a moment. One of our oldest, longtime listeners has refound us. Fun stuff. We're coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think some of the Photoshops he made are still on our BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's more coming up.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they include our webcam.
You go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to watch the show and listen, of course, as well as chat. Chat room is built into the webcam page, so go to cam.freetalklive.com. Watch, listen, and get interactive.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, Zenpacks, GBICs, X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
By the way, Memory Dealers is the sponsor of the webcam, cam.freetalklive.com. We continue here. Dustin, it's a little Free Talk Live reunion tonight. It's a small world, man. Dustin listened to this show back when he was a teenager, back when we were just on in Sarasota, Florida, when we were getting our start in the early portion of this decade. And he has rediscovered Free Talk Live as he was driving through Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. Now, Dustin, you're back on the show.
Hey, how's it going? Just to follow off what Mark was sort of saying before the break, I think there's a real issue, though, if you leave the rich and powerful there, because you're assuming that we're going to convince rich people to just give up the power they have and give up their control of government.
Who said that? I think you're misreading what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you, Dustin, is this, is that, you're a smart kid, and I'm sure you're a smart adult as a result. You got a little older, you saw the world, it's messed up, and I agree with you. You decided voting for Barack Obama is going to probably be the way to fix this problem.
I never agreed with that.
Well, what I'm telling, you're saying that you need to get the right people in government, and that
No.
What's that?
No, I disagree with that.
You're not saying you need to get the right people in government? Because that's what I heard you say.
I'm saying you need to fundamentally transform what the government is. I mean,
I'm for that.
Yeah, I mean,
are you going to make it an organization that uses force to get people to comply with its wishes?
That's fundamental. I think that is necessary, because I don't think the people who have power and the rich who can... I mean, if you look historically back to strikes that have happened all the way into the 18th century, hiring private armies to shoot people who are just asking for enough food to survive. I mean, I really don't think there's any way that these people are voluntarily going to say, hey, go ahead, reorganize society in a way that's fair and just and allows everybody to have freedom and liberty. So I don't see any other thing.
So what are you suggesting here as a change?
I'd suggest exactly what you guys are saying, is that first and foremost, if people actually want to change, they're going to have to be organized together, because the whole concept that the Republican Party pushes, and to a certain extent the Democrats push, is this sort of free market, business will take care of everything.
Those people do not push anything about the free market.
You've got the wrong picture as to what business is and corporations and things like that. The government creates corporations, right?
The government is a corporation.
Right. The government is a corporation. It allows people to create corporations that protect themselves from the liability that they have for their actions. The government is an organization created to protect people who are wealthy enough and play along with their rules, their friends, from the consequences of their actions. I think that if you're talking about business as in a free exchange, and that's what I believe the free market is, you've never seen a free market, Dustin. You don't even, I mean, at this point, you're not even talking about one.
None of us have.
Right. A free market exists where there is freedom. And what we have is not the free market, because the government coerces people in all manners. So you have a coerced market.
There can be no such thing as a free market as long as there is
from Dustin's mouth to God's ears.
People who own businesses.
Huh?
I mean, as long as individual people own businesses, they're going to concentrate power and they're going to reinstitute government to form monopolies and corporations. I mean, that's just. I mean,
well,
I'm look, for,
monopolies
I'm for
are
democracy.
Only instituted by the government.
What?
Monopolies are only instituted by the government.
Right.
You can only have a monopoly when the government is involved and says you can't compete against this other
business. You have to have a gang with guns in order to make sure that your business is a monopoly. Otherwise, in a free world, I could start a competing business against yours.
Yes. But who institutes the government? It's the strongest players at the time, and even if there was a free market, there would be a couple business people who want more and who would institute
No, I understand it's a very pessimistic view that you have, and I don't blame you for having it. I think that what we need to explain, or what I need to explain here, is that the vision of a voluntary society that I have, where people interact with each other as they normally do, and most of our life interact with one another on a voluntary basis. I just want to see that across the board. In order to get to that point, you have to have a paradigm shift. The people in whatever that given area is that will become the voluntary society, I hope it to be New Hampshire first, and we'll see if other people follow along. But people have to have a paradigm shift to where they reject the idea of coercing against their neighbors, to where they reject the idea that violence is somehow acceptable when you vote for it. And I think that once we can get people to that point where they understand that human beings should interact on a voluntary, consensual basis, then you'll have that shift that's necessary, and anybody that tries to seize power or try to use force on others will be repelled by people willing to defend their freedom. So I'm not talking about making some sort of change to the current structure or the current society or anything like that. I'm literally talking about a paradigm shift and then what comes out of that. Does it make any sense at all?
No, it makes sense. I would argue that people aren't convinced by arguments and ideas per se, but actually experiencing things and having their material life affected, and it's going to be
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why we're bringing people together.
It's going to be impossible to convince everybody, especially when the richest and most powerful people.
But you don't need to convince everybody. You only need to get enough people on board to make it really difficult for the people who are in the positions of power. As I was explaining earlier,
it's the whole concept of the union. I mean, when these union people stood up and said no, it wasn't all of them. It wasn't most of them. It wasn't even a large minority of them. It was a few of them that said no more. I'm not having it anymore.
Yeah. The fact is that the current system relies on obedience. It relies on people being docile. It relies on people. Just going along to get along, and as soon as a percentage or like maybe 5% of people stop going along to get along, the system as we know it will have to fundamentally change because it won't be able to handle the stresses put on it. In fact, it can barely handle it right now, even with the obedient population that we have. The court system up here in New Hampshire is like crumbling. They can barely handle what they're dealing with. They can barely fund themselves, even with all the cash that they're extracting from the poor staffs that are their victims. So yeah, what we're talking about is bringing people together, and we're talking about overthrowing it with peace and love the people that are in power and making it so they can't wield force over peaceful people. Thanks, Dustin. Good hearing from you. Appreciate the call tonight. Always
call again.
He's always a good challenging call. I mean, even since when he was a teenager,
yeah, he was a smart kid.
Good challenging caller. And you can always get us online, freetalklive.com, if you can't hear us in your local area as well. So and if you don't hear us in your local area, there's a solution. Call your local talk station. Tell the program director that you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live. Be nice. You know, don't complain about the current programming. Just say positive things about this great show that you've heard, Free Talk Live. All right, so 800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for your calls if you make them now. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We're here to take your phone calls. You may dial in about anything at 800-259-9231. SACL-CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are free, including our listening options. Live streams, we've got them. Webcam, we got that too. Plus listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone, long distance. You can get it all over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's continue. Ladies first, Ashley is in Tallahassee listening to WFLA FM. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, fellas.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I was road biking tonight on a pretty busy street in Tallahassee. It was 8:30, so there's still plenty of sunlight. And I take road biking very seriously. I do it very safe. I was in a bike lane wearing my helmet. I had a headlight and two backlights on, one on my bag and one on my bike. And I come up on a cross street where I don't have a stop sign, but the cross street does. And okay. I see across the street there's a cop car. And I ignorantly assume that he saw me because people are supposed to look for bikes when they're, you know, driving their cars. And I come up on the cross street and this cop car peels out of the stop sign and comes within inches of hitting my front wheel.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just really upsetting. I mean, whether it were a cop or not, I probably would have screamed an expletive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I look up and I see that the cop is on his cell phone. He's either texting or dialing somebody. And it was just kind of an eye opener, I guess, it was just really upsetting.
Well, these guys are supposed to be the professionals, right?
Right. They're the ones that go out. Obviously, they must be morally superior to the rest of us if they go around and they're looking for you making the smallest traffic errors so they can slap you with a $50, $100, $150 ticket. You'd expect them to try to follow the rules of the road. And I'm sure they get to see on a day-in and day-out basis the dangers of using one's cell phone and texting while driving. I mean, texting while driving is more dangerous than drinking and driving, by and large.
Depending on how much you drink.
But certainly, but most of the people they pick up are within a category that isn't as dangerous as texting.
Yes, I agree.
So,
The cops get to they get to run through stoplights. When they got their lights on, they get to speed around. And whenever you talk about how come you get to do all that stuff and nobody else? Well, we're the professionals. It's okay. We're trained.
They get to play with a laptop, for God's sake. So they're driving around a car. I mean, who in their right mind would even think that was an inkling of being a safe driver at all?
They're keeping you safe, Ashley.
You know, it's just really upsetting because I looked on the back of his car to see if there was some kind of car number I could have called in or something, as if that would have done anything. But I see on the back of his car, for an emergency, call 911. And I'm thinking to myself, God forbid if this man would have hit me, you know, oh, I got to call 911. Oh, wait, there's a cop already here and he almost killed me. I just want to say, you know, to all the drivers and bikers in Tallahassee, you know, just keep your eyes out. If you're a biker, you know, be a quick draw with your brakes because people don't look. And, you know, if you drive a car and there's a bike taking up some of your lane, I know it can be frustrating, you know, to try and go around them, especially if it's a small Tallahassee road. But realize that bikes are legally supposed to be on the road and legally you're supposed to give them 3 feet. And I know you want to get where you're going. You know, I want to get where I'm going too. But, you know, I have a 2-year-old daughter and a husband at home, and, you know, I've had people try and run me off the road.
Wow.
People, you know, brush my tires with their car. You know, I have a life, and I don't have a steel structure around my bike. So if you're out there and you see road bikers, just give them respect and, you know, don't get frustrated as much as you might want to. Just realize that they're a person and they value their life too. So just be careful.
Good advice. I thank you, and I'm glad you're okay. And it is also good advice if you're on a bike to presume people don't know you're there. Really, that's the safest way to.
I know.
Thanks for the call tonight. I'm glad you're all right. And by the way, thank you again. By the way, can you imagine Mark trying to go and complain about that?
Yeah,
to the police.
Go nowhere.
Oh yeah, we'll take care of that for you. We'll have a chat with him.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah. Right? Okay, you can go and fill out a form. How about that? That'll make a difference. Oh, I know. You can stop paying property taxes and really show them how serious. Oh no, you can't do that either. There's really not much you can do. I mean, when the cops are misbehaving, you can try to use their system to somehow get them to be reprimanded. But I mean, these are the cops. These are the same cops who can murder people and get a slap on the hand. The BART cop this week found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for putting a bullet in a man point blank range in front of a crowd of people. So I mean, these guys can get away with murder. There's no way that they're going to be punished in any way, shape, or form for talking on their cell phone or dialing their phone. And it's just, it's one of those things. You cannot hold these people accountable. You have to rely on their system to hold them accountable, and there's no significant evidence whatsoever that their system will do that. Fact is facts are facts. 1-800-259-9231. If we actually had voluntary society, if we actually had competition in the area of protection, if you could actually hire a police department and fire the police department on your own individual volition, then yeah, all of a sudden, they'd get real concerned with how they were treating people. They'd get real concerned with the way their officers were out there behaving. But as of right now, they can just, you know, they'll just do whatever they can to placate you, make you go away. Okay, I'll go ahead, fill out that form, and we'll just file it away right here. It'll go in his file. Don't worry, if he gets enough complaints, then we'll consider doing something about it. We'll continue here with your calls. Ladies, first, Annie is in Charleston listening to WSEFM. Hello, Annie.
Oh, hi. Yeah, my name is Annie. I live here in South Carolina.
Yes.
I'm tired of this, you know, the government, especially the federal government, keeps saying, you know, the $13 trillion national debt and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and higher, you know, raising up the taxes because we don't have no money. But what I don't understand is here in the Carolinas, in this state of the Carolinas, North Carolina and South Carolina, there is a lot of money for federal program.
For what
kind of
programs?
The food stamps alone. from 2000 in North Carolina, from 2000 it went up to 2600. Here in South Carolina, there's food stamps here that are from 1600 to 2000.
You know, so what you're saying, let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying that on one hand, they're saying they don't have any money, but on the other hand, that they need to raise taxes, et cetera. On the other hand, you see all this money coming from the federal government.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yes. That's because they actually can print out as much as they want. The federal government, unlike the state governments, which are actually having a tough time, the federal government never has a tough time because it can just go ahead and increment the money supply. They can increment some numbers in a computer somewhere, or they can literally print out some cash, and then they can just distribute that out to the state governments and that kind of thing. And that's inflation, and it causes a reduction in the value of the currency that is in your wallet and makes your life more difficult. But for the federal government, there's no problems for them. They can always just keep printing it out, at least until we hit hyperinflation, and then people maybe finally will do something about it. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We continue with your calls. Dee, listening also to WSCFM in Charleston. Hello, Dee.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to say thank you for having a great show. This is the first time I'm listening, and although I don't agree with all your points,
how could
I
you?
Really like the format of your show. But anyway, thank
it's just
my,
well, thank you. It's listeners like you that have made us number one in Charleston.
Hey, awesome. But here's my my qualm with what you said earlier.
Okay.
Having like a free market system on municipalities or municipalities, services like policemen, firemen, and things like that.
Sure.
Is totally a bad idea.
Why?
And the reason why, they have a vested interest in, well, say firemen, for example, they have a vested interest in arson. You know, so if you had these various businesses competing against each other, oh, this business is going down, or, you know, one of the businesses is going down, well, we need to start up some business here.
You're missing a point. It's an interesting, cynical point that you're making, but you're missing
right,
something.
Because the plumbers come and kick the plumbing out of your house, right?
Well, no, you're missing something, though. The important thing you're missing is that it's likely, and we can bring him back if you want here to continue the discussion, but it's very likely that the free marketplace would essentially have insurance companies hiring fire companies to do things, or they'd be part of an insurance company. So the insurance company would essentially be paying the fire company, and so they wouldn't have the financial interest to go around doing what you're talking about because, well, it's insurance. They want to lower their costs, not increase them. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. you're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call, maybe if you're already on the line. Not going to give out the number at this point. You can visit our website, though, freetalklive.com, and enjoy all the features there. And a lot of them, in fact, the entire site is completely free. If you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn some different ways you can get this show into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, I think Dee may still be with us listening to Charleston's WMSC-FM. Dee, are you there? He's gone. All right. Well, we'll move along. He was calling about the fire department thing and worried that in a free market world that the fire departments would go around and firebomb places so they'd have business. But that doesn't work under the insurance structure where...
Right. In the same way auto mechanics don't go around, sabotaging people's cars people would... It just doesn't happen, okay?
Yeah, well, right. So let's continue here. We can go into more detail, but people are waiting patiently. So we will talk to David listening in... we've got different Davids. Let's try... there's David in Keene listening to WKBK. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just going to direct, hopefully, there's this video I put on your website that maybe people can go look for, and it has to do with the courts. It's actually under the heading of the courts and the misconception of them, and it's in the message board and under promoting liberty. And,
okay. What's the misconception that you're getting at?
The misconception is that justice happens, really. Yeah. And it has to do with, people getting due process and people getting trials,
yeah,
and all that stuff. The
it's
name of the video is called The Plea, and it's like it just talks about plea bargains. It's really if people don't know the courts, and like as you guys well know, that most people have think justice happens. They could see this. This is a frontline video from Frontline from PBS.
Thank you for that because you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really not about justice. In some rare cases, there actually is a victim, and maybe they'll dispense justice. But for the most part, it's a public relations front for aggressing against peaceful people, and I appreciate that suggestion. You might also want to look into Mark Stevens and Adventures in Legal Land. It's a great book. Sounds like it'll go well along with that video. And thank you for the call tonight, David. We appreciate it. Let's go to Slim, also listening to WKBK in New Hampshire. Hello, Slim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just discovered your show.
Ah, welcome.
Around the dial, and I'm very impressed.
Well, thanks. We do our best. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the courts. Are you familiar with CEJA?
Oh, absolutely.
What did you call the right show?
The Fully Informed Jury Association.
Absolutely. I think you guys should put a link on your website to these guys.
Well, the Free Talk Live is not a site with really links necessarily. It's a site that allows our listeners to kind of aggregate content to it. But we talk about Fully Informed Jury Association. What would you say, Mark? At least every 2 weeks, if not more often, on this program. And one of the things I've got a lot of experience with it because I've actually gone out and done Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. Have you?
Yeah.
Here in the Keene area?
I'm a little north of that.
Oh, I see. Well, we're broadcasting from Keene, and we've got activists here that go out every single month, and we hit every single jury selection day, and we hit as many of those people coming into that jury selection as we possibly can. So we have got it covered down here, and I highly recommend other people do this in their area. It's a great way to get people open to the idea of jury nullification. And why don't you explain, Slim, for our listeners what that means?
Well, you can, as a member of a jury, you can vote your conscience. And if you don't believe in the law that someone is being prosecuted or persecuted under, you can vote to nullify by voting not guilty.
This is a thousand-year-old right. This is as long. This is longer than any government of the world has ever seen. Juries in the common law vein, which is what ours is set up, sort of from. This has been the right for a thousand years.
Yep. You're absolutely
right. And
very
few people seem to know about this.
Well, that's because it's been blackballed from the courts. I mean, the judges, if you mention jury nullification, they will have an S fit about it in the courtroom, and they don't want anything to do with that. It's been pretty much out of the American court system for over 100 years because they realize that it threatens their power structure. If average people knew that they could just go into a jury box and say not guilty for all the bad laws that were out there, it would be a real threat to the government's power.
Well, keep putting the word out, guys, and thank you for what you do.
We will do that. Hey, if you get a chance, you can go to freekeen.com. There's a really amusing video where it was recently taken at one of our jury outreaches where the sheriffs came out and they threatened us. And what we were doing was we were holding doors open for people as they were coming into the courthouse. And it's hilarious. One of the sheriffs actually comes out and tells us to not be courteous. He says, don't be courteous. And, of course, we kept opening doors for people even after they threatened us. We got it all on video. Just search for don't be courteous at freekeen.com. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as we continue with John listening in Oregon to KNED. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Well, enjoy your show.
What's on your mind tonight?
Got five questions, as I told your screener. First off, how much snow you get?
How cold
does it get there?
Okay, first of all, I would recommend is that you go to weather.com and then put in the zip code of the place that you'd like to learn about. You can go back in the past and you can look at temperature averages and highs and lows and things like that and snowfall, and all that information is available.
Yeah, I couldn't answer how many we got.
I understand. There's a reason for that question. I think you guys know it. But I'm retiring soon. So
we'd love to have you.
Okay, the next question, do you have state sales tax?
Nope.
No.
Now I want to qualify.
There's a meals tax.
Right. There's a meals tax. There's a, you know, there's, I think there's a, some kind of tax on purchasing a new car in the state, but there isn't a regular state sales tax.
And you walk in, buy a 99 cent bottle of Coke, you're going to get a 99 cent.
Right. You're going to get a penny back. There's also, no income tax in the state of New Hampshire.
That's what I was, no income tax either, right?
Right.
That's correct.
Okay, New Hampshire is rated the freest state in the nation. Admittedly, that's like rating the best, the cancer patient that's doing the best. But, you know, it is the freest state in the nation.
Okay, my most important question is if police and can film in automobiles with a video cam, can the citizens?
It depends on where you are. There's a good movement.
If you just have a video in your car, front and back, and you're just driving along, and you get pulled over, but you've got your video on.
It's legal.
Oh, I've taken video of the cops with my cell phone. I pull out my cell phone, and I go to quick.com, QIK.com. There's a button that I press, and I can start recording and streaming instantly to the Internet. I've actually videoed the cops up here multiple times, at least in our corner of the state, in the Keene area. The cops are used to it. They don't have a problem with it. But in other areas of the state, they're a little more uppity about it. So it just depends on how much video-related activism there has been, and there's been quite a bit in the southwestern corner here. Here's what I'd recommend. Two things for you quickly. One. go to freestateproject.org, look for the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. There's some great stuff in there. Also, the Keene area has 130-plus reasons. You can go to freekeene.com. You can find those there. And I thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800. Oh, can't give you that number. We're almost wrapping up here. Let's talk to Nick in Wellington. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Earlier, I was listening, and you were talking about with the police state and everything, and not wanting to, you know, spend your tax dollars on that, and necessarily the wars that you don't believe in.
Yes.
And I listen to a lot of conservative radio, and it seems like, you know, everyone's up in arms about the tax situations right now, but it seems to me like it's basically backwards. Whenever you talk about helping anyone in America or building things here, everybody, oh, that's more taxes, yet no one seems to care about all the money that we're spending, you know, in tax dollars in other countries and for wars. And I don't understand why that kind of gets pushed to the side, and it's no big deal.
It's because conservatives love people they love government agents with guns. I mean, they claim they want smaller government, and they claim they want lower taxes, but at the same time they want a huge military and they want to kill people around the world. So they can't have it both ways. It's just it's inconsistency.
You know, I completely agree with you. I kind of wonder why so many of the American people miss that, and just maybe, you know, from listening to the news all the time. But you got, you know, you got Bush family, and I get into this, but you had a president whose family profits from wars, you know, pushing for wars.
Yeah, it's
all this money being spent. But, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying the health care reform is the answer in America. But when you get into stuff like that, like, you know, everyone gets so mad, but it's just, don't say anything about all the money being spent.
Right, it's no problem, and I'm against the government doing anything because I think they suck at everything they do. But you're absolutely right. I mean, these so-called small government conservatives look the other way when the money's being spent on their favorite government programs. And in fact, I was really just saddened to see this, by the way. John Stossel, who I had a lot of respect for, really jumped the shark recently. He did a show, like, The Things That Are Right About America, and he just filleted the military. I mean, it was a total puff piece about how great the military is and da 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 da. It was not liberty minded in the least, and it was just it was really a turnoff for me. Anyway, I was bummed out about that. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It has been Ian with you.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we got our internet only Sunday edition of the show tomorrow night, same time, same place, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.